Now, we find here in verse 4, we have the call of this man to the prophetic ministry. And this, I think, is rather important. I did not give you at the beginning an outline of this book at all. I just passed by it altogether, and I do not know whether I should do that for the benefit of those of you that do not have our notes, because the outline is important. And I trust that you will write in and ask for the notes and outlines that we do send out for this particular book here. And we trust that many of you will ask for them, because we want you to have them. But now let me mention here at the very beginning, we have the call of the prophet during the reign of Josiah here in chapter 1. And we're going to see that now. And then from chapters 2 to 20, we have prophecies to Judah and Jerusalem prior to Zedekiah's reign, which means that a great deal of the messages of Jeremiah and his ministry was given actually before the book of the law of Moses was found by Hilkiah. Now I'm reading verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me saying, and I can't emphasize that too much. This is the word of the Lord. If you're not prepared to go along with that, you just well put down the book. It'll have no message for you. The word of the Lord came unto me saying, this is the word of God. I don't propose to tell you how God got it through to him, but he got it through to him, and this is the word of the Lord. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. I'm sure glad that the mother, Jeremiah, didn't practice abortion. He'd never been born. Somebody says, when is a child a child? May I say, the moment that it's conceived. Read the 139th Psalm. David said that he was formed in the lower parts of the earth. That is, he was formed in the womb of his mother. And that very moment that began, and there is, I'm told by a genealogist, that there's tremendous development at the very beginning. And I want to say this, and again, looks like I'm just not making friends and influencing people. My friend, abortion is murder, unless it's done to save life. It just happens to be that. It can't be looked at any other way, according to the Word of God. God says, I knew you. And he called this man. Now, the important thing is, why did God say that to this man? My friend, he's going to give a message that's going to be rejected. It's going to cause him to be in prison. He's going to have to stand for God. And it's going to be a message that'll break his heart, because he loved his people and he hated to tell them what was going to come to them. But God wanted a man with a message like this, a tender man. Now, in the court of old Ahab and Jezebel, God sent a hard-boiled prophet by the name of Elijah. But now, God wants his people to know, before they go into captivity, he loves them. He wants to save them. And he wants to deliver them. And he picked this kind of a man. Now, why does he tell this man this? He wants to encourage him. He said, I want you to know, Jeremiah, the important thing is, I am the one that I have called you, I've ordained you, and I've sanctified you. Now, that word sanctification here just simply means this, as we've seen this word before. It means to set aside for the use of God. Those vessels, I've referred to this before, back in the tabernacle and in the temple, those vessels, the old beaten up pans and pots that were there, that were used in God's service, they're called holy vessels, are sanctified. My friend, old battered up stuff, they look like they ought to trade them in on a new set. Well, why were they called holy? Because they were for the use of God. Anything that's for the use of God is sanctified. when it's set aside for that. And God says, before you were born, Jeremiah, I set you aside for my use. So you don't worry about the effect of your message. Don't worry about that. You just give my message. And I want to be very frank with you. I feel very comfortable today as I sit here, because many of you know I'm not pulling punches. I'm giving it just like it is. And that's the way I intend to do it. And listen, that's my responsibility. And I want to say this kindly. I am not responsible to you. I'm responsible to God, and I turn my report into Him. And since I turn my report into Him, it's just too bad. If I don't please you, I'm sorry. I wish I did. But I know that a great many not very happy with this type of a ministry. I had this ministry as a pastor. I always had a little group. Somebody said, my, how people loved you. Yes, they did. And I thank God for that today. But you know, I always had a little group of dissidents. Oh, they were cantankerous. They were mean. They were troublemakers. And I don't think some of them were quite honest. In fact, I know they were not. May I say to you that if you're giving out the Word of God, you're responsible to God, and you're set aside for that ministry. This man was. God says, I've ordained thee a prophet unto this nation. Now, that gives him authority. It gives him encouragement. And I tell you, it's going to help him through many a dark day.